My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin reaches out to Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's, scammer. So listen and enjoy.
Pip Helix, since these are stories that you love,
yes.
Can you recap what happened last week briefly and succinctly for the fine folks?
Oh, my God. You're asking the woman who had a migraine during the show to remember?
Yeah. She was wrapped in a blanket on the couch.
It's our best performance ever.
Said Mr. Helix.
Now, I did not have the I was supposed to have a phone conversation with Belinda.
Yeah.
I did not. There was a blackout.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Don't be a racist douche.
No. There's always something.
There's always something. And that's exactly where, you know, that other scammer bit that we were reading last week was about, that they were saying how, you know, when they get these webcams and they try the webcasts and they're pre-recorded and they send them to you, and the way that you're supposed to know that they're pre-recorded is you ask them to do something.
Right.
And he says, oh, that, you know, the scammers are very clever, and when you ask them to do something and you're talking to a recording that of course cannot respond, it's going to, they freeze it up and say, oh, my computer is broken, you know. And it's like every time you ask her to do something, it's like, oh, I had a blackout.
And
oh.
there was another
No, but she's always done it. She's always done it. Eventually.
Yeah, she does eventually.
But there's always some, and there was another story that we did maybe several weeks ago where, that there's always, to tell a scammer, there's always some, I think it was part of the same story, maybe, but yeah, there was always some antic they can't do something.
But this is what
Belinda's eyes are dripping again.
But this is what makes Belinda different, as we talked about, because she does everything. It got to the point last week where Pip Helix was once again leaning towards, all right, maybe now we're the bad people in this.
Yes, I was starting to get nervous, like, oh, God, what if she, she obviously was a scammer because she came clean with that.
Right.
And she had all the earmarks of being a scammer. And then all of a sudden she turned it around and was acting like a real person-ish. And now that we had the benchmark moment of you having a video chat with her, albeit with, you know, technical glitches and things, still.
It was real.
It was real. It was done.
It was real, but I've been doing, been working on post-production.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the post-production things I've been working on.
Okay.
And I'm still, and I'm over it. Over and over and over again, going over it, getting, you know, doing the post.
Don't make it sound like it's terrible.
I'm not helping the show.
I'm
not saying it in that respect. That I'm going over it so much that I come out of it still thinking that there's still
something that she's bad.
It's still not on the up and up.
Well, because she's been dishonest. Now,
I'm getting. Oh, is it that?
Yeah, Joe. I think that's the. It's not like you're Sherlock Holmes here.
I think I'm getting.
No, but there's a lot of times that you guys.
Because I'm in love.
Okay.
I am getting
point
nervous
taken.
That we might be erring on the side of really torturing somebody who's trying to be good now.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's her buddy, Mavis.
Yes.
Who I have bets with you people whether I could get her on video chat.
Check.
And I have not had a significant.
Try to come to my check.
Have not had. Yes, she dated Richard Eldorado. I have not had a significant conversation with her.
Right.
In quite a while either. Meanwhile, I've been talking. I had the video chat with Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're conferring with each other, who knows if I'm going to get Mavis on or not. So that's where we are. Who knows what's going on.
Right.
So it takes us to February 21st.
Okay.
We'll start with Mavis. 7:09 a.m.
Really?
I don't sleep.
What was that date again?
February 21st.
Okay.
She goes, hey, Davin. I go, hi, Mavis. She asked me how I am. I say, good. How are you? She goes, fine. And she asks, how is Belinda? I go, she is fine. Mavis goes to me. We have some pending issues to talk about. Because remember, I've been pressing her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come clean, woman. Come clean. I got Dick Cheney with the water torture right here. Let's go. I go, yes, we do. Or were you talking about you and Belinda? Because remember, you know, Belinda says how she's been upset by this and she was wronged.
And she didn't, and she doesn't really know this person, Mavis, who said that they're pals. And who is this Mavis? And if she's a scammer, I want nothing to do with
her. Yes, I met her on the internet, even though prior you had told me you went to the beach with her.
Right.
And, of course, they have a shared email address, like 0337 at the end of it. But they don't know each other.
And both of them have kept on fire. But
it could happen, Joe.
Yes.
It could happen. So Mavis asked me.
I'm not deaf. I know this thing.
Man.
Don't worry. They can't hear that.
Anyway.
Thank you. Anyway, I'll be in my basement all the week. Anyways, so Mavis asked, what are my questions again? Well, now we're getting somewhere. I go, well, I would really like to video chat with you about this.
Really?
That's what I say to her. She goes, I would love to, but can we do it next week, maybe Saturday?
Okay.
I'm looking pretty good.
Damn it, there's going to be a lot of hot sauce in everybody's future.
Yeah, fish sauce for some. I go, Saturdays are often tough for me because of my work schedule. And by my work schedule, I mean the wife and kid are around. I can't be gallivanting with scammers. They ask questions. But are you ever free a bit later in the day during the week? She goes, I don't think so because we have an order. We have to sew clothes for people who are going to parties and funerals. I go, what a complete difference in events.
Parties
and
funerals.
Well, as we've already established, they do make they make funeral dresses because Belinda has sold these before.
Yeah.
Sewn these before. I go, busy lady you must be. She goes, I have to do that to provide my kid with all her needs. Don't have to depend on any man. I'm a single parent. I go, I understand, and that is noble. I respect that. That is opposite of the business you and Belinda were engaged in.
Oh, snap.
I go, it is that business that we must really discuss. She goes, so tell me, what questions do you want answers to? I go, there are several, but I really do wish to look into your eyes to do this.
Stop, please.
Oh, sure.
She didn't flinch.
No.
No.
Why wouldn't she bring up the whole Belinda? Well, what are you talking about, Belinda? I don't know what you mean.
Well, she knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
Yeah, she knows about that part. But the other thing is that he hasn't gotten to the tough questions yet, so she hasn't had to go and come up with a grandma with runny eyes yet.
Grandma with runny eyes.
But you know, it's like here it comes. You know, it's like you just called her on the carpet. Wouldn't you think you would just flinch a little bit?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So I go, there are several, but I really need to look into your eyes. I go, I'll learn more than the words on a page. I need to know what was going on for everybody's sake.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I never took anything from anyone if you were talking about. I don't know why you beat about the bush.
Beat about the bush.
It's my foreplay. Leave me alone.
Yes, because you told me you liked it.
Exactly. I go, I am not saying you took anything. Notice how she said that.
She took Dick Eldorado's heart.
I know there are things you have not been forthright about. There is more to the story than what is being told. She goes, if you can't tell me what Belinda told, how can I have an idea of what you're talking about?
Oh, what did she say about me?
I go, Belinda and I have had conversations. We will have more. If she's not completely honest with me, I will end it with her.
Okay.
She goes, it looks like you compare Belinda to me. Whatever she told, I don't know, but if you really want to get to know someone, then meet her in person.
What? Come to Ghana? Wait, what are you
at this point, I have frequent flyer miles.
I know.
You know what, with all my comedy gigs on planes.
As many times as you've already been to Ghana.
Exactly.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
I go, no, I do not compare you and Belinda. I know there is more to the history that you two share than what either has told me.
Right.
I am not saying who is being truthful and who is lying, but somebody's not telling me the truth. If you are the truthful one, then I will end it with Belinda and get you and Richard back in touch and wish you the best.
Oh, good, because I was getting kind of jealous. You
of course
know,
you were.
Talking my chicken
it's
stuff.
All about you, my friend.
He's beating about her bush.
Nice. Yeah. She liked it.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.